From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration will host the leaders of Israel and the Palestinian Authority for the first direct peace negotiations in nearly 2 years. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said she invited both sides to Washington next month. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, this is a small diplomatic victory for an administration that made Middle East peace an early priority.
The date has been set, September 2nd, and the invitations are out for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to come to Washington. Secretary Clinton held out hope that a peace deal can be reached within a year, despite expected difficulties.
I ask the parties to persevere, to keep moving forward even through difficult times.
For months now, U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell has been shuttling between the two sides to persuade them to sit down and talk directly about Palestinian statehood. Palestinians wanted a deadline and a clear agenda, while the Israelis said there should be no preconditions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The government is offering another sign of a troubled jobs market. NPR's Giles Snyder reports unemployment fell in fewer states in July than in the previous 3 months.
Over the 3 months prior to July, the unemployment rate fell in 30 states. But in July, the Labor Department says the jobless rate dropped in only 18 states and the District of Columbia. In 18 other states, it stayed the same, and it rose in 14. The job market has not completely stalled. There were some bright spots in July. Take the Northeast. New York and Massachusetts reported strong job gains. Massachusetts added more than 19,000 private sector jobs, the largest monthly gain in more than 20 years. In the West, however, Nevada posted the nation's highest unemployment rate for the third straight month. The state data follows the Labor Department's weekly report on initial claims for unemployment benefits. Claims rose last week to a nine-month high. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
A Thai court is clearing the way for authorities to extradite a suspected Russian arms smuggler to the U.S. Victor Boot, nicknamed the Merchant of Death, will face terrorism charges. John Brennan, a senior figure at Homeland Security, says Boot's extradition is not only significant for the U.S.
This is something that a number of governments throughout the world believe is very important so that we're able to stop these illegal arms traffickers from carrying out their activities.
Boot is accused of selling arms to dictators and leaders in conflict zones worldwide. Looking at numbers from Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial averaged down nearly 90 points at 10,182 as U.S. stocks continue to lose ground amid disappointing economic news. NASDAQ down 8 points at 2171, S&P 500 down 8 at 1068. This is NPR News. BP has to carry out a series of steps that could take weeks before putting the final plug on the leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, the government's point man on the spill, says he's asked BP to give him a procedure to allow his people to put a drill pipe into the blown-out preventer with a camera on it, calling it a fishing experiment.
The fishing experiment is to ascertain the existence, location of the drill pipe or any pieces of the drill pipe that might remain in the blowout preventer.
The well leaked millions of barrels of oil into the water since a rig exploded in April. Torrential rains and widespread flooding have hit a swath of countries across the Sahara Desert's Sahel region after months of drought in Niger, Chad, Mauritania, and northern Nigeria. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports millions of people are suffering a hunger crisis.
In Niger, relief agencies warn that failed harvests after a crippling drought and now floods have left up to 8 million people without food. A lack of funds means the UN's World Food Programme is forced to reduce food distribution. With food prices rising and malnourished livestock dying, many villagers in Niger and neighbouring Chad are surviving on wild fruits and berries. More than 2,000 families have been displaced by floods across the border in Kano State in northern Nigeria, another region in the grip of hunger. An entire village was submerged in Jigawa State and residents displaced to other areas. In Mauritania, a child was swept away by floodwaters, which damaged bridges and many homes in the mountain town of Ayoun. Ofebia Quistanton, NPR News, Dakar.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Annie E. Casey Foundation.